I'm Michael Hernandez. KRWG News Time is 6:45. A Florida immigration attorney assists foreign national students with visas and in understanding about immigration myths and trends. Emily Guerra has more.
Immigration attorney Christian Zeller, with offices in Albuquerque, El Paso, Orlando, and Tampa, takes time to help students at New Mexico State University and communities along the U.S. and Mexico border. He says that there are immigration myths about comprehensive immigration reform, undocumented persons and deportation, and an alternative to amnesty. Zeller also says there are immigration trends such as increased enforcement and emboldened agencies.
So there is not only enforcement on deportations, but there is also increased enforcement on worksite enforcement. The thing that the law that was actually implemented in 1986 is now much more rigorously enforced than it was then, all in an effort to supposedly secure the border, making sure that employers make sure that all of their employees are authorized to work in the United States.
Zeller is with the law firm of Manny Gordon Zeller at www.lawyercentral.com. The entire interview with Christian Zeller can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.
Tuesday, June 5th, is primary day in New Mexico. Five candidates are vying for the Republican nomination for District 2, the seat currently held by Republican Steve Pierce. KRWG recently held a forum to meet the candidates. This is the last of a three-part series. Today, the candidates discuss the issue of gun control. The following feature was produced by KRWG intern Kirsten Rogers.
Monty Newman.
First of all, reinforce the family and family values. Mental health is a critical component of this, whether a person's schizophrenic or whether they're bipolar. Some people are over-medicated. I think our processes that we go through in securing areas where our children go to school are paramount to be considered. We owe our children safety. That's first and foremost. If I'm entering a school and I shouldn't be there, someone should be there to greet me to find out what my purpose is for being there. Government can't solve these kind of problems. We can manage a process, but our ability to solve problems as a government has been hard to find.
Gavin Clarkson.
The only way you stop a bad guy with a gun is with a good guy with a gun. And the only way you're going to be able to get people to respond quicker is to make sure the good guys with the guns can be on site and be on scene first. And so I support concealed carry in the classroom for a select set of teachers and administrators. But we also need to deal with the crisis of hope that leads to these kind of situations. When there aren't any good jobs, when there's no hope of private employment, when our young men, most often it's young men, don't feel like they have any hope, that is something where if we can create a vibrant economy and create an opportunity for hope, we can reach out to these young men and show them that there is something more to look for.
Claiborne Griffin.
Responsible gun owners, we understand that guns are powerful, that they are killing machines, and that you have to have respect for that power. And I think that we as a nation can have a respect for